Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, an AI warning from the boss of News Corp. The ASX mixes up TPG and the Australian share market closes at yet another record high. We'll have all of that and more next. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Wednesday, the 6th of August, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market hit another record high. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.8%. We'll have the details with David Walsh from Sato Advisory. But first, News Corp. It posted a 71% increase in full-year net income, driven by its Dow Jones business, book publishing, and its investment in REA Group. But its CEO, Robert Thomson, delivered a colourful warning on the use of AI and its impact on the industry. So here is part of what he had to say during the company's results webcast earlier today.
And it has also become clear over the past year that discerning audiences crave content that is profound and purposeful and pithy amidst a morass of mediocrity and mendacity. Our writers and journalists and creators of all kinds are conscious of both the responsibility and the opportunity, cognizant that we are at an historic inflection point in the age of AI. That AI age must cherish the value of intellectual property if we are collectively to realise our potential. Much is made of the competition with China, but America's advantage is ingenuity and creativity, not bits and bytes, not watts, but wit. To undermine that comparative advantage by stripping away IP rights is to vandalise our virtuosity. We need to be more enlightened, to eulogise Unoya, socially and commercially. Take the example of President Trump. He has written many successful books, in particular The Art of the Deal, which is still reporting notable sales. Is it right that his books should be consumed by an AI engine, which then profits from his thoughts by cannibalising his concepts, thus undermining future sales of his book? Suddenly, the art of the deal has become the art of the steal. Is it fair that creators are having their works purloined? Is it just that the President of the United States is being ripped off? Companies are spending tens of billions on data centres, tens of billions on chips, tens of billions on energy generation. These same companies need to spend tens of millions or more on the content crucial for their success. And they need to ensure that the content ecosystem remains healthy, that there is a vast range of varied and verifiable sources, and that a deeply derivative woke AI does not become the default pathway to digital decay. In the meantime, we will fight to protect the intellectual property of our authors and journalists and continue to woo and to sue companies that violate the most basic property rights.
Some colourful language there from the CEO, Robert Thomson, of News Corp. I wanted to ask my special guest analyst today, David Walsh, about some of that, but it comes on a day where the Australian share market rose by 0.8% on the S&P ASX 200 to 8,843. All 10 sectors of the 11 sectors on the index finished higher. Materials the best, up by 1.27%, followed by energy. Only utilities fell, and it fell by 0.12%. The best performing stock was IDP Education, up by 12.4%, followed by Pinnacle Investments and REA Group. The worst performer was TPG Telecom, down by 4.7%. So for more on all of that, I spoke with David Walsh from Sato Advisory. David, another record high for the Australian share market today. Why and which stocks or sectors have been driving it?
Yeah, another great day on the ASX. And it's a broad base, but really we're seeing a broad base of strength, but we're seeing strength in the mining and energy sectors, coal is up 5%. Gold stocks have found their mojo again. The sector there is up 3-4%. Banks also robust. So we're seeing some good signs across the board. But really, when we look at drivers, it's always hard to disseminate what's happening, but there's a growing expectation that we're going to get a rate cut from the RBA next week, and so there's good excitement around that. So we'll wait and see. We've been wrong before, but that's one of the things that we're picking up in the market.
Reporting season kicks on. Two major ones today are News Corp and REA Group. I think News Corp is a major shareholder of REA. Any catch your attention and why?
Yeah, look, the REA result was good, solid growth company. Probably the dividend rise that was better than expected captured attention. It was a bit about 6% better than forecast, so that's always received well. What is interesting in the outlook statement is that they've said that volume listing growth will be about the same as this year, around 1 to 2%. If we get that rate cut that we just talked about, that may prove to be a little bit conservative. What also has caught the market's attention is they had a chart in there of the average fee, the REA listing fee, and it's about 0.21%. The average fee is about 0.21% relative to the selling price of the property, and it's been flat since 2020. And so there's some questions now, like will they be able to take some price there and raise those prices, which obviously will be great for revenues and profits if they do that.
We talk a little bit about News Corp and AI. I listened to the media conference from its CEO earlier today. The CEO warning that it'll seek to protect its intellectual property from the likes of artificial intelligence. So AI is obviously a big theme for companies. Every time I ask analysts about what are the things that they're looking at when it comes to outlook statements during this reporting season, they say, hey, we want to know more about AI. Can I get some of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's really interesting for these content owners and the owners of the IP, and we've been watching that carefully. In the United States, we've seen already a number of court cases around what is fair use of this digital content or this online content. And the judgments in some of these cases that have come out so far have said that it's okay to use copyrighted works to train models, but it can't be where it harms the original work of the market. So it can't be sort of like what's the word that they use, crawling these sites to take content illegally. But if it's in the public domain, the models can train on it. But it is something that I think about with these content companies. Like, can they, if they're producing really good original content and it's in their walled garden, they should be able to get, the right value for it. And I think that's what they're saying, not that they can't come to their website and take the public information, but it will be one that will take a while to work out. There's probably going to be a lot of regulatory and legal cases around it, but it's good to see that they are taking that seriously. There was a nice earnings result from the Dow Jones segment for News Corp today. So you can see that they're doing the right things and growing nicely there. So, we'll watch this closely.
Another big story today. What do you make about the ASX mix-up of an announcement by Infomedia today? And just to put this into context for our listeners, Infomedia put out a release about a transaction with TPG Capital, but the market operator attached it to TPG Telecom stock code as a cross release, although it had nothing to do with it. And I guess adding to the confusion was that the Infomedia release wasn't clear at the top of the release on which TPG, because it left out that capital part in the release. But just how serious is this? Because it comes at a time when where the ASX is under a bit of scrutiny, right?
Yeah, look, I think you've given great context there that it's just the latest in a string of hiccups that's happened at the ASX, and it comes at a time when they're under review by ASIC. They're undertaking internal reviews, so it's just another issue on top of the issues that have come before it. Now they're going to have to check their internal controls, like how does this get through? Do they need to have different processes? But like as you said, it's just the latest in a string of problems there. So Mistakes happen. We get that, but it's happening on a regular basis now. We've got their earnings next week. I'm sure they're going to have to come out and address this string of earnings. But gee, it would have been a tough day internally there.
Finally, what are you telling your clients at the moment, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, well, when we look at, we're a lot further through the US earnings season, and what we're seeing there is that earnings are accelerating sharply. I mean, the Russell 2000 is looking like the year-on-year earnings are running at 19% year-on-year. The Nasdaq 100, which is where all the attention's been, earnings are running at about 28% year-on-year. So the growth is good. There's a lot of nervousness out there as we hit all-time highs. My expectations here in Australia is that we're going to see reasonable earnings with uncertainty around the outlooks. But what we're telling clients is the same. Look, we're going to stick to investing in the quality companies. As the opportunities arise, we'll add to the names that we like. Some theses will fall over, and we'll just keep going through what we're doing. We're focused on quality. We're looking for growth. And while there's a lot of uncertainty out there, we're a long-term investor, so we've got the luxury of time there.
That's David Walsh there from Sarto Advisory. Now, just a bit of a follow-up on that TPG ASX story. The ASX has blamed human error for the TPG mix-up today. It said it would cancel TPG trades made in the first 15 minutes of the day before they were put into a trading halt. There's been some estimates by some media organisations that those trades could be worth around $400 million worth, but it also comes as TPG Telecom announced a $3 billion capital return yesterday. So no doubt we'll see some more on that in the coming days. As David said, ASX, the company, the market operator, will also release its profit results next week. So no doubt that will be also questioned. That wraps up the podcast for this Wednesday. Don't forget to give it a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you enjoy it, and to click subscribe. Tomorrow, we expect to bring you an interview with the CEO of AMP and plenty more. See you then.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.